I think it's crashed.
All right. All right, let's do our own show then.
We're doing our own damn show.
All right, I'm starting the timer now.
Okay.
1 hour and 4 minutes or whatever. Okay. I don't know.
We'll see how it goes.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Beep. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Well, hey there, Kay.
How are you?
It's pretty good. And you?
Good.
Good to see you here.
Good to see you, too.
Show's not working.
It's good. It's good not to see Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not. I'd like to see Blog Talk Radio.
The site has crashed.
Oh, look at page unresponsive.
Yeah.
I like the graphic there.
It's like a sick, what is that, like a folder or a...
Yeah, I like that.
Like a... Yeah? Like
a sick... It's really funny. Can we take a
kinda,
picture of that?
It's kind of 8-bit.
Yeah, it is. It's hilarious.
I don't know.
Anyway, what are we talking about this week on the Broken Show?
Well, we've got some weird news items. You know, there was a big lottery, the Powerball.
Oh, yeah.
19-year-old won for the first time.
Are you serious? A 19-year-old?
First time playing lottery. Talk what? About that on the weird news.
Talk about lucky.
Right?
Oh, my God. We'll see what one guy stole from Dwayne Reed this weekend. Was it this weekend? It might have been just this week, but it was crazy. It was wacky.
That's the convenience store. We don't have those here?
I think it's a drugstore. I think it's in Manhattan.
Yeah. They're all over New York City.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to one.
I've been in one like,
some of them
once.
Aren't some of them like really nice and some of them are really crappy?
Really? I don't know.
Kind of like Walgreens, right?
I've only been in one, so okay. I don't know. Okay. But well, I guess aren't some CVS's really crappy too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But some CVS's are money.
Yeah, some are. You it's know? Funny. Yeah, some are just like, you can't wait to get out. Okay. a woman had 50 pounds of pot. And a foosball table.
Oh, I think I read something about that.
Got in trouble on that. We'll talk about that in the weird news.
We've got 25 things every grown-ass adult should have, according to BuzzFeed Life.
That's pretty good. Grown-ass man?
Grown-ass adult.
Oh, adult. Yeah. Man or woman.
Yeah, everybody.
Okay. Well, I hope I have
I hope I have all the things, too.
I think, yeah.
We'll find out what they are.
I probably have some things I'm not supposed to have, too.
Yeah, well... I definitely have things you're not supposed to have.
Florida man fired from Burger King and lighting his uniform on fire outside.
Wow.
Yeah, that should be good.
I don't want to make the jokes already.
Yeah.
And finally.
Finally!
We're going to go back to the game of the month. Would you rather?
Oh, that's
that was
great.
Fun last time.
That's always something.
We got to do it again.
That's always something to go to.
Because we only got to do it for like 5 minutes last time. So
it was brief.
It was a little rushed. So this time we got to develop a whole system, see how well we're doing against the world.
That's always a good thing that we could just go to.
Yeah.
And try it out.
It's easy.
I like that.
It's easy material.
Uh-huh.
All right. All that.
That's what she said.
All that at least. Coming up on this week's recorded episode of the Derek and Kay Show. You ready to press that button and start the show?
You bet.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Whoops. Whoa, hey, it's the Jordan Rich Show.
That's not what this show is. We're going to get to that in a minute. Wow. Professional. Here we go.
I love that guy.
Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, motherf***.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
This is fun.
Could you please help me?
Hello.
Hello,
mother.
Hi.
Well,
you want a woo? It's that woo woo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun.
Woo woo.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
La 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 la.
Winning.
We already hit you hard, bro.
I think it's a yes.
We love. Derek K Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and K Show, kicking it old school. Woo! With the beautiful, beautiful K and the lovely Derek.
Party time!
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is January 17th, 2017. Oh, we're not actually broadcasting.
No. Yeah.
But we're recording live.
We're recording live.
That's, wow. I'm just so used to saying it, you know?
I know. It's yeah. too bad.
Yeah. Block Talk Radio live stream is broken.
Yep. Block Talk Radio is on the floor. It's collapsed. It's total TKO.
Bong Talk Radio.
Bong Talk Radio. Not really sure what happened
Possum
over there.
Hour likes to call it. This is episode 237.
Yep.
And we are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie.
And we're over a quarter million listens and growing.
Holy shit,
and
God.
My name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Vika. And I am Ninetales.
That's a Pokemon.
It is a Pokemon.
Is that like some kind of cat Pokemon?
It's a fox, close enough, but it's got nine tails.
Okay.
And I started playing Pokemon again.
That's cool.
Just because I got to finish my game. It's been so long since I stopped playing. I just like got to go back to it. Got to finish. I got to at least beat the Elite Four.
Got to catch them all.
And I got to catch them all. Anyway, contact the Derek and Kay Show any way you'd like. But the easiest way is to go to our website, dkradioshow.com. There you can find ways to email us. Listen to the show. Call us at 661-467-2416. Except for today. Don't do that today. So I don't know why I said anyway. You'd like us on Facebook, Twitter, all that.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to call us.
You won't be able to call.
Not live, yeah.
You won't be able to talk to us. I mean, you can tweet at us at our, you know, at our handle at DK Radio Show. But no one's going to tweet at us. It's just bad times. You know?
It's broken.
Block Talk Radio is definitely broken. It's broke.
Broke.
It's broke.
Cha-cha-cha.
Stone Cold broke. So we can't broadcast live, so we're doing a pre-recorded show.
Yeah, but it sounds
professional.
It's I mean, it's going to sound like a real show. It's just
that's how we roll
that's
today.
That's how we roll. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Cat.
Theo.
Cat is in
my
personal
cute, though,
space.
Right?
He is very cute. Oh, he's making a face like he doesn't like the drink. Go
away. He doesn't like cats don't like citrus. So I'm surprised he's going into it. Sometimes I like to offer it. I'm like, Theo.
Do you want some of this?
Do you want a little pear sidecar?
Not so much.
A little squinty with the eyes.
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
Last week, Mittens licked the sour cream.
Ooh.
Did not appreciate it. He went like this.
Oh, too sour.
Yeah, it was really funny.
You know what else cats don't like?
What?
They don't like wasabi.
Oh,
I had some sushi in.
Did he lick the wasabi?
No, but I kind of put it in front of them and then did that eye thing.
Yeah, well, they don't like ginger either.
That's they don't like the ginger.
Same,
I think that's worse
same
for
thing.
Them, maybe.
Is it worse?
Yeah, they do that like eye thing.
Yeah,
and
they're
pull
like,
back.
Oh, it's too intense. Well, that's why, I mean, when I had the horse, she loved the licorice Altoids, but didn't like the ginger Altoids. Put her in her mouth.
The ginger was intense.
Spit it out.
I could see that happening.
She was like, no thanks.
So,
all right, we got cocktails here.
We got
here.
Some drinks here.
Yeah. So cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to the
good,
weekend.
Good
don't
times.
Eat that
so
cat.
Long weekend.
Long weekend.
Show
yeah,
not
I'm
broadcasting.
Taking tomorrow off.
You good?
Yep. So okay. I got a legit long weekend. Long weekend. Let me taste this cocktail.
Oh, that's...
Oh, it's good.
That's really good.
That's really
that's,
good.
That's better than last time, right?
Oh, I can't leave for a while. That's good.
Well, that's really good,
that's
huh?
That's really good. Mm. You know where I'm not going ever again, probably?
Uh-oh.
Chipotle.
Oh, no.
Yep. They lost me as a customer.
Is it because the...
It's E. coli plus norovirus. I mean, come on.
What's the latest on it? Because I remember
the
I heard...
The latest on it, they're trying to win back people by giving away free burritos.
Oh, really?
I won't be roped in by those tactics.
Now I heard like bits and pieces of the story. Was it widespread or is it certain areas?
I think it was spread like over on the West Coast with the with the E. coli experience. And I think that was like tainted green vegetable matter, I'm afraid.
Oh my goodness.
It's never like animal products. It's always like green. It's like leafy greens. Leafy
really?
Greens are like the...
That's the worst.
Leafy greens are the culprit to many like diseases because they just have like crap all over them all the time and they're not like well cleaned. So, and then there was the norovirus incident in Coolidge Corner, which is just way too close to home because I've been to that
goodness.
Chipotle
Coolidge
many
Corner.
Times.
Where is that one there?
It's like up near like Chestnut Hill area, you know, like on Beacon Street, I think.
Oh, keep going further.
Yeah.
Oh, not the center on of Coolidge Beacon Corner.
Street. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. No,
I'm sorry. Is that that's Cleveland Circle, isn't it? Or was it Coolidge Corner? Because Coolidge Corner is different than Cleveland Circle.
Yeah.
Let's find out which Chipotle.
I don't know. That's interesting.
I'm going to look it up on the internet.
Okay. Oh, the internet?
The internet.
Okay, let's play this in.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
And all I have to type in is Chipotle norovirus.
It's a whole bunch of stuff comes up.
Well, right now, we got a little slow internets. Let's try the phone. Let's see how well that works.
Oh, my goodness. This drink is good.
The drink is good. Chipotle.
For those of you who... Well, you're not listening live, but in the recording, we're enjoying a pear sidecar.
Yes.
Which Kay gave me some pear brandy for the holiday time.
And it's yummy.
And mixed that with a little bit of triple sec, a little lemon juice, and fresh lemon. Delicious.
Because it was like a bunch of like BU students, so it's got to be somewhere that they can go.
Mm.
Easily, right?
I know. I bet it's the one on Comm Ave. That's got to be where it is.
The one on Comet, like near BU?
There's one near there, right?
Yeah, I know. I've been there, but like, I don't know if it was that one or not. Let's see. Gosh darn it. They should make it easier to find out which one is the tainted Chipotle.
tainted. They should just close it.
They should close it.
You know, it's too bad because they were getting a lot of, like, I feel like within my circle of friends, it was getting kind of popular.
Cleveland Circle.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. I've been to that Chipotle. Yep. That one is on Beacon Street, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like down there.
Must be further down. It's not the center of I can't think.
It's in Brookline.
Okay.
Okay. It's down there.
So it's too bad because I was saying the circle of friends, like I feel like Chipotle was doing really well.
Yeah,
like, people were excited about Chipotle.
Yeah,
it was like
Chipotle used to be the business.
Yeah, we went there a lot after shows. And
yeah,
stuff.
We did in the past, and now it's all about Qdoba, I guess.
I like if we're talking bean logs, though. I'm just on Anna's is really for me where it's at.
Oh, I like Anna's too.
Yeah,
you can get that like. The lovely rice and you can get the smashed beans, but it's the refried beans.
Smashed beans.
I like the smashed beans.
I'm not familiar with that.
Theo's like in the show, but he's like just.
Well, you remember when he was a kitten? He used to.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm gonna take a picture of him. It's funny.
The song bed finally ended.
Wow! I can't believe it.
Played it all the way through. Well, you remember when he was a kitten?
He used to lie up here.
Just be right up in the show.
One time he slept like right there.
Yeah, he would just curl up because he was tiny then.
So how was your weekend?
It's been busy. You know, this week, I did 5 gigs in 6 nights. So, yeah, I've been out 5 of the 6 nights.
Wow.
Yeah. Doing gigs.
So what
I got Western Mass was my biggest one.
We just hauling around equipment all weekend?
150. Well, I was calling three nights.
Oh, calling.
3 nights? 3 nights I was calling.
Uh-huh.
And last night was the biggest, about 150 people. It was really fun.
Wow.
Really big band, like a full band with like drums.
Mm-hmm.
And
drums.
Yeah,
I like drums.
And, you know, guitar and fiddle. So, yeah, contra dances. Good times out in Western Mass. Got to meet with my dad a little bit and see some family. That was nice.
You guys had Indian together.
Oh, you bet. Oh, yes. Oh, I wish you could enjoy this. This place.
I know. I wish I could have it
this place
anymore.
This place is out of control. And you know, Indian buffets, like, this is just, isn't that your,
Indian
we're talking about food.
Indian buffet is pretty generous.
But this one is, like, there's nothing like this one. They have, like, the desserts, like, they have 3 or 4 different desserts. They had, they had coconut, they had caramel custard.
Mmm.
And then they had the cheese ball, of course. And then they
went. Wait a minute, what's the cheese ball?
You know, the little ball, it's like almost like a donut and honey.
I don't
honey,
think I've ever had it. Oh,
but,
really?
But it's actually cheese. You must have had that. It's just a little ball in a dish.
I never had that. That sounds like the yummy one from the tapas restaurant. the goat cheese ball.
Yeah, that's
goat
amazing.
That's freaking like that's you orgasmic.
You mentioned that last week, and I've wanted it ever since.
So bad.
Yeah, it is so tasty.
We have to go to Tapeo because I really let's just do it. I put it out as an option
for date night last week, but it didn't happen. Oh,
it could happen. Double date.
Let's do that up. Then.
Let's do it because I need it.
Yeah, it's so delicious.
It's so good.
We'll just get like two. We'll each get
our own.
Yeah,
we'll get two orders. It's legit.
And then another thing that I really like that they make, which for desserts, they make Indian ice cream. They have a pistachio and a cashew and a mango, two all separate.
Cashew ice cream.
Oh, it's so amazing. And it's just.
How's that good?
They serve it in this little container. Place is just amazing.
Nut flavored. Is it cashew? Like butter flavored,
or
is it like have bits of cashew in it?
It has kind of bits.
But is it like cream?
Really tiny.
Creamy?
It's very creamy. It's very sweet.
But it's not cashew flavored. Like there's like they mashed it up and made a cashew butter and then made like ice cream out of it, right?
It has a little cashew flavor, but it's mostly the bits. Oh, it's amazing. I wish you could try it.
I wish I could try it.
And then
too.
I got a buffet to go. So I've got
nice.
Like
wow.
I've got so much food. Like this food lasts
food?
A week.
Are you hoarded food?
Oh, I do. Absolutely. Because I've got this down. I've done this like almost 10 times now. When I get the buffet to go, I don't get any rice. I'm just filling up the dishes because that's why I got the basmati there.
Oh, I see.
Make my
You're
own
gonna
rice.
Make your own.
I'm
money.
Set for the week. Yeah, it's amazing.
That's a good strategy. It's amazing. And also Raisin Bran, I see you have there.
Thanks.
Which is good.
Two scoops.
Two scoops. I like some Raisin Bran. Oh, right. I think we talked about this in another show, but you haven't tried the Raisin Bran Crunch, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's so good. It's like the Raisin Bran, but it's got bits of like granola crunch in there. It's so good.
That sounds good.
It's really good. Probably like really bad for you, but it's delicious. It's almost like eating candy.
That's from my sweetie Megan because I've been out every night actually, and then Wednesday night we had our holiday party for work, so I haven't had any.
Wait a minute, holiday party.
Yeah, they do it. They've been doing it the last couple of years after.
Hold on,
after
Eve,
New Year's.
Eve is calling my phone.
Yeah,
like
want to take. Well, we're doing a show, but you want to take that? See
yeah,
what's going on.
I'll take that.
Put them on.
We'll put them on.
Excuse me.
Hey Eve, we're doing the show. We're on the air. You're on the air. What's going on?
I'm on the air. I can't hear it. I tried to call in and listen, and it's just the hold music.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's not working.
We're Blog Talk Radio is broken, so we're doing like
I am just listening.
We're doing a pre-recorded show.
Okay. Well, have fun.
Okay.
Too bad I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everyone. You'll hear it later.
Sorry.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, we should try reconnecting at some point.
Well, I got to a point where it said there is a problem.
Okay.
And it said you're not connected and like continue, but then it didn't like.
No joke.
Yeah. It's totally broke.
So what about you? What's going on? I heard you on the radio.
I had a very interesting weekend.
Goodness.
I didn't,
sounded
and I
great.
Didn't get to hear it. I like, you have
I
the
got
recording.
It right here, which we tried to play instead of our intro for some reason.
I didn't get to hear it at all.
Yeah.
I was representing, my business for Get Organized Month, because that's what January is every year. It's getting hot. I gotta take off. Oh, you guys see my shirt?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing! What, you got a mug and you got a shirt now?
Yeah.
What's so?
This is Pusheen.
I love this cat, Pusheen,
eating a cheeseburger.
Looks like he's sleeping on the cheeseburger.
He's sleeping on it, but he did take a bite out of it.
I love this cat, Pusheen.
Pusheen.
So all the rage on Facebook.
I got two Pusheen shirts. Whoa.
Oh, there's some fur on the mic.
Yeah,
sorry.
A little bit. I got a tank top for the gym.
Nice.
And then I got like a regular t-shirt.
Gym? How's the gym?
It's good.
Yeah?
It's nice with all the ladies.
It's still happening?
Yeah, I go to classes.
So you're into the ladies, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
But I got to go back to the bar class. The bar class kicked my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was hard. Hard.
That's good.
That's what she said.
Like, I was struggling.
Yeah.
About, like, 45 minutes into the class, I'm like, really? Really, we have to do this again 10 times? No. But it felt good.
Well, good.
Feeling
okay.
good. Doing a lot of TRX band exercises.
I'm not sure what that means.
There's like little bands that like they hang off the mirror and you grab them and you can like grow back and go like this.
Oh, I've actually seen those. We have a room. I don't go in that room.
Yeah, yeah. I've been doing TRX exercises.
Completely missed the gym last week. I really feel bad.
Oh, it's all right. Well, you can get back to it. It's right around the corner.
Week. Yeah, yeah. This week, I'm going to hit it hard.
Anyway, I didn't get to hear myself on the radio. Oh, well, they didn't do the podcast.
We can
they
play,
didn't post that.
We can play a little clip here.
Oh my gosh. I'm afraid.
If you want to do that.
I'm afraid. Let's play a little clip. Let's see what I sound like.
This is the very beginning. I don't know.
I feel like they had this music when we were on the show.
Welcome back. Hour number two here.
Oh, we always have
show. WBZ News Radio 1030 107. And it's wonderful to be with you all through the night. I get pumped up whenever I'm here. And when I introduce people back to the show who have been guests before, it's most fun. So we move on in this hour to Kay Patterson. Now, Kay was here a couple of years ago, I'm guessing, right?
I think so.
Yeah. In a different capacity than tonight.
Yeah.
You're a performer. You're an opera singer. You're an actress. You've got your own. You still do that radio?
I think we can try calling in.
I want to pause it right there.
Oh, did he say do you still do that radio show?
You still do that.
Did he say little show?
I thought he said that, or just the way he's saying it. Maybe I'm being a little extra sensitive to it. But he does seem to think of it as like this little thing we do.
It diminishes a little bit. Yeah,
he does.
Yeah,
but,
play it again.
See.
To Kay Patterson. Now, Kay was here a couple of years ago, I'm guessing, right?
I think so.
Yeah. In a different capacity than tonight.
Yeah.
You're a performer. You're an opera singer. You're an actress. You've got your own. You still do that radio thing?
Yeah.
Radio thing.
Yeah, let's plug radio. A little bit later. Okay. A little internet radio show. But tonight, this lovely lady with a smile the size of this studio is here in her role as professional organizer. She's got a website, hub.neatorganizing.com.
No, I appreciate that. And I appreciate that because every time I say hub neat organizing to somebody, they go, what? Hub neat? And I'm like, no, it's H-U-B. As in, boy, it's so frustrating. And it made me think that I should like rename my business, but it's okay. It's fine. Oh, Blog Talk Radio, I think, is back up, by
oh,
the
really?
Way. Yeah, I think we can dial in.
Okay.
Let's give it a shot.
Let's see. Oh, look at this. Wow.
Just checking it every now and
again. Okay, Kay, you might need to direct me here. Do I click continue?
Click continue.
You've used this more than I've ever used it.
And then...
What is all these buttons? Do I click this?
We can try to...
Click this?
You can click that or we can direct connect, you know?
I don't know.
Are you afraid of direct connect?
I am a little bit. I'm going to click this button right here.
Okay.
And let's click the dial.
Oops.
Okay, here we go. We're going to connect. We are going to make this happen.
We're going to make it happen.
And here we go. And away we go.
I'm going to tell Eve we're dialing in. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Oh. Live show. We are reconnecting you now. Fantastic. Hooray.
All right.
Hooray. All right. I think. We'll go live in 5 seconds. Well, I mean, well, we're already on.
This is already happening.
We're really already happening. Okay. Oh, anyway, it's fine. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. F you. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. It was so silent. It was like, whatever, Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
I should extend the show since, you know, we started after.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Because we haven't even got to the anything. Any
yeah, we
the,
haven't done anything
the meat,
yet.
Sort of speak of our
no.
show. Lifelong Vegetarian.
There it is. Now we can end the show.
Sometimes they're just going to do it like that.
That's what she said.
I don't know. Friday. There we go. Okay.
Get them all out of the way.
Saturday.
That
I think
just
I
gives...
keep drooling on the microphone or something, or spitting on it or something. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so I was on the radio. It's fun.
Do you want to fast
like
forward
one
a little bit?
In the morning? Yeah, let's fast forward. Let's
I like
see.
You. I like you know one part I really liked about it, you know just fielding the phone calls, uh-huh. And I did feel for you. I really tried calling in.
Oh, you did?
But they said, oh, nobody got too many.
Really?
Kay's
yeah, there
going.
Was a lot of phone calls.
I should have called in earlier, but I was like, I want to give a little bit of space. I don't want to be the first phone call because I thought that would be a little bit. A little bit much.
A little eager beaver.
So I waited, and I guess I waited too long.
Yeah.
But I like the way you're taking the calls, and I felt for you when there's that woman. It seemed like it was really having a hard time.
Oh.
She's kind of like, there's always like one
oh,
of those phone calls.
She was moving. She was like downsizing.
Was
I felt bad for her.
Right.
But like, you know, the truth of the matter is I deal with that all the time.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's like people
like,
are,
oh,
geez, yeah, people are really,
really serious.
It's really hard for people to like. really let go of the same things they've had for a while. You know, they've lived in one place for a long time and they've just can't imagine anything different. So they have all this like emotional attachment to all of these like pieces of furniture.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the reality is it's not all going to fit in your new space. You know, you have to really set it up so that it's like, you know, one room feels really familiar and, you know, nice and relaxed. And, you know, the truth is you can live with so much less.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not a minimalist by any means. Like, I think it's okay to have stuff, you know. Uh-huh. I'm not like, and I did mention Marie Kondo's book. I really like her book that everyone's read. But I'm not she's kind of a minimalist. I'm just not.
I'm totally not.
I think it's totally okay to have stuff. If it starts to interfere with your life, I think that's a huge issue.
But yeah.
Like, you know, but that, you know, I do, there's a lot of emotions involved when I see clients.
I guess
people get
so.
Really, because they let go of stuff and then they let go of like stuff inside. So I talk to a lot of people who are like, who've had experiences like divorces and like,
oh, yeah.
Like tragedies and happen. So
that's a whole other issue.
Yeah. So they let their place sort of get, you know, chaotic and then they, you know, clean up is sort of therapeutic for them. So
now that I can understand that.
But, yeah.
You know, as I'm hearing that,
it's very emotional. People get very emotional.
So it's like, it brought me in many different, just hearing, you know, hearing you in the interview and feeling those phone calls. You know, I was thinking, like, some ways I was like, oh, I'm looking at this pile of crap that's been in the middle of my room for like months. And I'm like, wow, you know, I just need, yep, that's exactly what I need. I need a place for all the stuff.
Yeah. Everything needs a home.
But then I also felt, yeah, I'm all on board about that. Cause mm-hmm. I do well with that with my audio stuff. Like all my stuff like I have a bag with cables and it's all sorted.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, stuff you're going to be working with regularly, it really does need to have that. So I'm in some ways I was like feeling really bad about this, you know, just seeing my pile of crap. But then hearing those phone calls, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm okay. Like,
yeah.
I realize I need to do some things, but I'm not.
And you know, honestly, if it doesn't really bother you, it's not a problem.
It doesn't. That's
if
a good point.
Yeah. If it starts to like interfere with your life, if you look at it and you're like a little bit stressed, like every day, you're just like, oh man, it's kind
I
of like,
do something about
then
it.
Maybe
yeah.
do something about it. But I if do. You, if it really doesn't interfere with your life, then it's like, it's nobody else's business but you.
That's a good point.
You know, so.
And as I was saying, we could do a show. We could get some.
We could do an organizing show.
Get some people.
Right. Yeah,
you can kick that off.
It would be very.
We could promote it. We can get some calls.
It would be very uncharacteristic for our show.
Well,
it'd be a change. I would definitely do it.
We should totally do it. And then we can, you know, giddy it up. You know, afterwards.
Giddy it up.
That could be good.
Giddy up.
Do you want to go to any other parts of this? Do you want to pick a random spot?
Sure. Let's see what I talked about. Oh my gosh. It was so weird. It was like freaking 1 a.m. I could hardly stay awake.
Yeah. I've listened to his show a few times when I'm coming back from gigs late. I've had
really?
His show. Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's up all night till 5 a.m.
He's really good. I think he's one of the best.
Great.
I think he's one of the best shows on there because I hear it a lot that I don't like of other people. But anyways, here we go. 10 minutes in. Let's see what we got here.
I mean, mm-hmm. So, yeah, but paper is everywhere.
Oh, paper is a huge problem for people. You know, it's bills, invitations to things, receipts. Receipts are a huge problem.
So would you assist people in eliminating some of that paper need?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If it's, you know, business documents, you definitely want to talk to your mm-hmm. accountant about, you know, what to keep and what to throw away. But, you know, it turns out in most things, it's usually okay to part with them, especially right. like bills you paid or, you know, receipts with no identifying information on them. It's okay to just toss those in the trash.
I guess I can go on a rampage about now. I hate receipts.
I do too.
I hate when I go to people's houses and I see receipts and I'm like, oh, what are you saving these receipts for? And they're like, oh, just in case I want to return the item. And I'm like, well, where's the item? Oh, it's
don't
in the
know.
Other room.
Yeah.
Like, oh, just take ownership of the item, you know? Like, and receipts are like not something you need to shred unless they have like your whole credit card number on
yeah,
them.
Yeah, which they
or,
don't.
Like,
it's really rare.
Or your address. You know, it's really just toss them in the garbage.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
I hate receipts.
I do too. And
oh
I,
my gosh.
I had that problem too. I had a few that were just hanging out.
Just and, receipts. Yeah, I hate it. Like pack of gum.
Dresser
you see
there.
Some receipts there.
There's some receipts, but my sweetie Maggie, she cleaned up some of those.
That's nice.
She's going through and just getting rid of all
that's
stuff.
That's good.
That's obviously like useless.
She's your hubby like, organizing.
Like, why are we keeping a receipt of groceries like 2 months ago? That's
yeah, you,
not,
you ate those.
Not
those
needed.
Gone.
Yeah, who knows? But I'll tell you one thing. you know, I do. I love her, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
she threw away my collar stays, the little plastic.
Oh, because she didn't know what they were?
She had no idea what they were, which I completely understand.
They kind of look like garbage if you don't know what they are.
I guess that's true. So, you know.
Is she going to buy you like a new pack?
No harm. I actually just recently bought a pack because I was slowly losing some. So I've got a new pack, which is nice because it comes with a nice little container.
That's like a dude throwing away like bobby pins.
Yeah, I'm like, what are these? We don't need these anymore.
These are crap. So I put these in the trash.
I thought that was kind of funny, but I was like, really? I'm like, but you know, I take those out. I do the laundry.
No, legit. The first time I saw a collar stay, I was like, what the hell is this thing? And she's, I'm like, is this garbage? No, it's a thing that you put in your shirt. Oh, okay.
I guess that happens.
Well, if you're a lady, you have no idea what those things are. I mean, you don't need a collar stay.
Yeah.
Or like a tie clip, you know, any of those
things.
Also,
yeah.
It's like so different.
Yeah.
You know, we need different stuff.
You have different materials and
different
stuff.
Needs.
But the show was great. I really enjoyed it. I listened to the whole thing.
Awesome.
I got the recording.
It was crazy being out that late. And then we, afterward,
went your check-in.
On the way home, we went to freaking IHOP because there was no place else open. And it was IHOP. We were
or something.
It was packed.
Yeah, it was like in the morning.
Could not believe it. It was 2 in the morning. Or 2:30 maybe the time we got there.
Mm-hmm.
It was freaking packed. And I'm like, okay, maybe the bar is just let out. And then everyone's at IHOP.
That's what it is.
But like, whoa. It was so packed. Friday night, 2 in the morning.
It's Friday.
I got like hash browns, scrambled eggs, sausages, and they... You know, the pancakes come on the side, but I don't eat those.
You don't eat pancakes?
No, they're a little bit too heavy. So Eve took the pancakes home and ate them like the next day. I just can't handle it. I don't need no pancakes.
I like me the pancakes.
I heard they smelled great, but I just didn't. I couldn't. It's just too much food for me to eat. I just wanted to like eat some savory food and go home.
You know what I used to love as a kid going to the IHOP?
What?
I used to get so good. The chocolate chip smiley face pancake with whipped cream.
Oh, those are fun. I like those. See, I would get those.
We made, it was like 2 weeks ago, we made the chocolate chip pancakes with whipped cream. Oh, so good with the maple syrup, real maple syrup and the whipped cream.
I get sized for delicious. Chocolate chip pancakes are a different story. Okay. Once you start adding the chocolate chips to it, it starts to get really yummy.
You're in.
Chocolate chips and... Or blueberries.
Blueberry pancakes.
Blueberry pancakes are really yummy.
Really good.
Or,
mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I used to make apple pancakes. Those are good, too.
Apple pancakes are really good. Yep. Or banana chocolate chip.
Banana. I haven't tried it yet.
That's pretty really good.
Is it good?
Good?
I love banana things. Good, like, lately, I've been into, like, the banana for breakfast. Rice cake, peanut butter, banana, honey on it. Yum.
Mm.
That's a good breakfast.
That does sound
good. Not too heavy, not too intense, just yummy. I haven't even logged into the chat room because I forgot about that.
Oh, we're live again.
Yeah, we're live
again. We're really going on here.
I extended the show.
What are we? What's up with us?
Well,
it's only
10 minutes longer than than we were scheduled for. Well, maybe it's 20 minutes.
I completely lost track of time. And we're just like, this is almost like we're not even doing a show.
I know. We should take a break, though.
we just want to take a break.
Yeah.
And
do the weird news.
I think, we should probably get to some of the content.
All right. There's actual content.
I don't know. Because, I mean, we're talking about pancakes. Next thing you know, it's an hour off and then there's the end of the show.
Right.
But we are.
Last time we tried to do the game of the month and it was like right at the end. It was horrible.
Yeah.
So we'll take a quick break and we'll come back.
All right.
We promise.
Weird news. Broadcasting live. Be right back after this.
is the Derek and Kay Show.
Sometimes a family wants that Italian taste without those tiny Italian portions. That's why you should come to Al Dente's. All the Mamma Mia you can eat. It's Italian food just like you'll never get in Italy. That's because it's an American-themed restaurant. So the portions are huge, and the food tasteless and unhealthy.
My old man grew up in Naples, so when he comes to visit me in the U.S., I take him someplace unique. Reasonably priced, and at the closest strip mall. I take them to Al Dente's.
Al Dente's has hamburger tortellini, rotini with spray cheese, eh? Vienna sausages and penne, and a special linguine with cheesy poof sauce.
Hey, when you're at Al Dente's, everyone's like family. A hyper-macho, food-obsessed, alcoholic family just like mine.
Al Dente's, we got more of what you love and less of what you don't. Like more calories and fat, and a lot less taste and nutrients. That's why it's Al Dente's. All the Mamma Mia you can eat.
Kay loves Walgreens so much. Will she talk about it on the show? Find out tonight.
You dress yourself to the nines every day. Why shouldn't you do the same for your friend with nine lives? At Meow Inappropriate Cat Accessories, we stock hundreds of unnecessary adornments to shamelessly decorate any cat. We've got cat saddles, kitty swim trunks, feline infrared goggles, and introducing the electronic cat translator.
Feed me. Leave me alone. Go f*** yourself.
So if it's cute, if it's teeny, and if it probably shouldn't go on a cat, then you'll find it at Meow Inappropriate Cat Accessories, located between the Bicycles for Dogs warehouse and the Lizard Mittens Emporium.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
The crash, the rumble, the fall, the tumble, it's huge, colossal, the snap, the fumble, the crash, the rumble, the fall, the tumble, it's huge, colossal, the snap, the fumble.
I was on the edge, I was on the brink, I was on the cliff, tippy toes, both feet. Now I can see the bottom, and I can feel the pain. Nowhere else to channel it, I'm stuck inside the spring. I heard them call my name, the one was fighting at a distance. Gravity was pulling me, I couldn't fight resistance. Felt like my existence was...
And we are back, the Derek and Kay Show.
We are back. DKRadioshow.com is our website. And now we are live on Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, live.
So 661-467-2416 is the number.
There's some confusion.
Wait a minute, I got a text.
I got a text also. I sent a group. Sorry if I timed that bad.
I was like,
that's Mr. K.
Wait, what? Let me set it up. Oh, I was like, what's going on? I asked my husband if he was listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
I am just listening.
I bet he's packing right now.
Oh, is he leaving for a business trip?
Yes. I'm going to be very sad for a week, but I'm very busy this
week. Wait, how long is it?
Just for a week. Why?
Oh, I just look, it's, you know, if you're looking for like gaming times, that's all.
Oh, gaming times?
I mean, if you're, you know, feeling lonely.
You know what?
You need some, that you need could, some gaming action.
It could possibly happen.
Ready?
I do believe he is coming back on Friday. It's Friday.
Oh, no.
But it might not be till evening time, so we'll see. But this week is going to be so crazy. So crazy. But Thursday night, you never know.
Thursday night, I'm...
Are you dancing?
I have a gig.
Damn it.
I have a gig.
Damn it. All right, that's fine. All right, let's do the weird news.
All right, it's time for weird news. Wow. All right, I'll play this then.
I got Derek's weird news.
I got Derek's weird news.
Yes, yeah. Weird news. All right, with that's me.
Derek Kalish.
First story comes to us from Florida. 19-year-old Florida man, first time, plays the lottery and wins a $2 million Powerball.
That's insane.
Lottery officials say the 19-year-old Central Florida man played for the first time, used the numbers off of someone else's unpurchased Powerball ticket to win $2 million.
That's so
insane. That's what's even crazier, right? Frederick Walker said there was already a completed playslip at the Save-A-Ton.
Save-A-Ton.
Lake Mary, where he purchased his tickets and decided to try his hand at using those numbers. He said, when I heard about the $1 billion Powerball jackpot, I decided to try my luck and buy a ticket. Well, he hit pretty well, and that's what's happening in Florida.
Well, good for that guy.
Right.
Whatever. What do you think he's going to do with the money?
Doesn't say. Imagine being that
young.
19.
Yeah.
I mean, that is
young. I mean, you could definitely pay for college. He should pay for college.
Do you think that's what he's doing?
He should. You can get out with no loans. I mean, mm-hmm. that's fantastic.
And still have some money left over.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you can put something in, you can get,
He'll have lots of money left over. Because cost $1 million to go to college, right? It shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
Because if it does, we have a huge issue.
Yeah, maybe he can figure out how to make it cost $1 million.
Hey, Film Chat's in the chat room.
Oh, there we go.
Welcome.
Yes.
I am just listening.
And so I don't know. I guess everybody probably knows that the Powerball was like $1.6 billion. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I've been playing off and on since like November.
Just I did not play.
I had some friends that would at work that would go. So I just, I don't know.
How does that work?
Not you spending pick, a lot of money.
You pick some numbers,
or you could just do like a random pick.
Oh, okay.
So I've been doing it. Done. I played some tickets. Randoms. I guess was there 11? This is your 11 winners on Wednesday.
I'm glad somebody won that because it was making me crazy because it was like all the top news stories. They were like, oh, the Powerball, no one won again. So it's like, now it's like $50 gazillion.
Yeah, it's such a stupid story to me. Like, why are people like getting more crazed to buy those tickets? Because, I mean, what is it? Like, it might be when it first started, it might be like $10 million. Like, what's the difference of trying your chance at a lottery for $10 million versus like...
I mean, it's crazy.
A billion, I don't know.
It's crazy anymore. I'm glad that's over.
Yeah, that's over.
I'm really glad it's over, actually. Yeah,
it is really silly when it hits the news.
It's getting annoying.
Okay, next story. This one comes to us from New York. Woman had 50 pounds of pot inside a foosball table. 30 say a Canadian woman has been caught trying to smuggle more than 50 pounds of pot into Western New York by hiding it inside a foosball table. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say the woman stopped on Wednesday at the bridge just north of Niagara Falls. She told Cat Action.
I got really scared then.
She told officers she was heading to New York State to buy tickets for the 1.6
billion Powerball.
That there's a canine search for her car, and they found 50 vacuum-sealed plastic bags of pot inside a foosball table in her van. Officials say that the pot was worth about $60,000, and that's what was happening in New York.
There's a serious
cat standoff
cat
here.
Action going on. You know, I feel like I should capture this on video.
Get her.
Like, it's really intense right now. Look at the ears on Carly.
Carly,
like,
ears are back.
Yep. I feel like they're going to break something.
Yeah,
like,
come on,
I can
Carly.
See potential.
I'm going to put my glass over here now that you say that.
You know, tragedy.
Yeah. Do it. Get her.
It's looking very tense over
get
here.
Get her. Go get her.
Oh, it's very, that was a weak, weak ending.
That's sad when that happens like that. You want to watch it. It's going to be good. Standoff. The slow lie down.
Yeah. That's too bad. I thought that was going to be a
very
good ending.
Very uneventful. Sorry.
pot in a foosball table. I don't know. I mean, what was she doing with the foosball table? Was it just hanging out? It was somebody.
Well, it's obvious she was trying to smuggle it in. I guess the same day, neighboring Vermont found a Canadian man was arrested by pulling a sled carrying more than 180 pounds. Prescription pills across the border also.
A sled?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's Canada for you.
Wow.
Canada's great, by the way. No
Canada is amazing.
Yeah. It's like great.
All the times I've been to Canada have been positive times.
Me too, for the most part.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that country.
It's a good place.
Except for the cold.
It's like Europe. But
closer.
On the same piece of land.
And better.
Closer. Yeah.
Closer. By the way, it was snowing a little bit on my way here.
Was it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't see that.
Let's look at the Yahoo weather right now. Let's see. Light snow showers.
Woo!
29 degrees currently. It's going to be like
traffic and weather together.
No showers until about 11 p.m. Then it's going to not do anything till it gets real windy at 10 a.m. apparently. But don't matter because I took tomorrow off. I'm probably going to end up working tomorrow anyway. Because that's how I roll. Oh, did you spill? Don't spill. Don't spill the drink.
It's real windy out.
Yeah. It's welcome to winter. Midwinter.
Okay.
I think it's only like... Happy weather. I think it's only like less than like 50 days till spring or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's almost there.
Yeah, almost there.
I do... You know what? I do like a snow day though. I'm
waiting for it. But you know what?
I'm all for it.
I almost all but guaranteed no snow day because I bought some snow boots.
Oh, thank you.
Me and Lorna.
Thank you for doing that.
We bought snow boots together this week. So,
I've been thinking about buying some really nice
not happening.
Snow boots. Yeah.
Yeah, buy them. You just you lock us into like no snow all winter.
It's a guarantee. I have a friend who bought studded snow tires.
Mm.
And I said, oh, well, thank you for making sure that we're not going to get big snow.
I got some snow boots on sale.
That's how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works. I got them for $129, some nice sorrels.
Oh, geez. Yeah, those are good boots.
Yeah, and they're warm, comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to not wear them.
You're not wearing them now, right?
No.
No, okay.
No, those are for like snow times, like real snow times.
Snow times.
Like when there's like a foot of snow outside.
Yeah.
And there's ice. like last year I wanted to get these, right?
But okay.
They were sold out everywhere.
Oh, sure.
Because last year was that year that we got like 109 inches of snow in like a month.
Yeah, we broke the record.
And I could have used the snow boots then. And I tried to get them, but they were sold out and I was pissed. And now this year, I got them on sale. I just passed them. And Lord & Taylor was having a sale.
Really?
And I was like...
Because there's no snow.
Yeah, I went into the Lord & Taylor
because
I was going to the mall, by the way. I was going to GameStop to buy my new 3DS.
Oh, right. Yes, yes.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to hit it on the way out. And I hit it on the way out, bought some boots.
Wow.
I bought a 3DS, by the way.
Uh-huh.
You
sent me the picture.
One of the new 3DSs. I bought the Animal Crossing version.
Uh-huh.
It has the cute like Animal Crossing plate on the outside.
I don't think I saw that one.
It's the regular small size.
You're able to return
it? When I opened the box, I was like, oh my God, it's so tiny. I don't think I can go back to the tiny screen.
You didn't know that?
Didn't know.
So you returned it? Or
I did return it. I returned it and exchanged it for the Zelda Hyrule Edition 3DS XL.
Nice.
Very happy about that.
There you go. You sent me a picture. It looks cool.
Yes.
It's very Zelda-like.
Very pleased. So, because I thought I was going to have to get the ugly black or red color, just like because when they bring out the new games, the new DSs, they only bring out like two colors for like a year.
And then they
hate them.
And then they like.
And then they make all kinds of colors.
Get people interested.
Yeah. Oh, it's so annoying. Why can't they do that like right at the launch?
Yeah.
Because my current 3DS was pink.
Oh, okay.
But my new one has like it has the face tracking, so you can like look around and. Still stable 3D.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's good times. And it has a little like extra trackpad with you can use with your right hand. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's got two extra buttons on it too. It's
whoa.
Awesome.
I thought you sent me one before that was like a Pokemon coming out. That's a small one also?
It's the small one too.
Okay.
Yeah. Pika, Pika! It's too bad because I would have wanted that one.
I thought that's what you're going to go for.
I mean, I'll buy the game.
Oh, sure. Sure. Of course you
won't.
Of course you're going to buy the game.
And it was okay. This is how addicted to Nintendo I am. So that game, that Nintendo game, Pokemon Red and Blue, that was the original Pokemon games that came out in like, I don't know, 1987 or something.
The very first Pokemon games.
The very first Pokemon games.
I feel like I remember that or something.
And then they brought the games out again for Game Boy Advance, I want to say.
Uh-huh.
And there was like Pokemon... like blue and red, but like, you know, updated version, like in color and stuff.
Mm, yeah, color.
And now they are bringing these games.
Color.
Now they have remade the game again for 3DS and are re-releasing it. They are just making money off of old material, but we keep buying Pokemon games because there's something about them that is just so playable and good.
You got to catch them all.
You got to catch them all.
That's what it is.
Even though we've had Charizard and like Blastoise and... Ivysaur, like since 1987, we want to play them again.
Sure.
In 3D. Sure. Why not? You know?
Yeah. Well, now you've got 3D. Yeah. So I guess it's different.
It's so stupid. Yeah. I mean, how many? Let's see. When did the last. I mean, and The first Pokemon game I brought was Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire. Those are Game Boy Advance.
Uh-huh.
They re-released them again.
It seems like
last year.
Every time there's new equipment that maybe they need to get the games for them. You know, get people, you know, it's like another thing people can buy too.
I don't know. It's like they need to come out with some new Pokemon games.
Well, I mean,
I'm getting a little bit like I'm a sucker. Like, oh, I'll buy the old new Pokemon game.
But you wouldn't like, I mean, just think about how you'd feel if you get this new system. Like, you're not buying the new system because there's these games available, but you buy the new system, you'd probably be a little salty, as you would say, if you didn't have a Pokemon game for your new system.
I need a Pokemon game for the new system.
Right. So.
And I don't think they've had one for like a year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good that it's coming out. That's
all
good.
Right. I just interrupted the weird news majorly.
Yeah. Well, there's your Pokemon. Pokemon news. All right.
We got Pokemon news every time.
Pokemon news.
This show is a lot about Pokemon, like unintentionally.
It does come up to that. Yeah. All right. We'll get back to the weird news. All right. All right. This
86 to show.
This is weird news repeating itself. Pittsburgh carjackers run away from a stick shift vehicle. I like this one.
Oh.
Pittsburgh police are searching for two would-be carjackers who apparently can't drive a stick shift. Police have been looking for the pair since Tuesday night when one of them tapped on a 28-year-old driver's window with a gun. The two ordered the man out of the car and demanded money. When the victim said he had no money, and they demanded his cell phone and car keys.
Why you gotta take the man's phone? I mean, come on.
But they didn't when they realized that the car was a manual transmission.
They're
they
like,
decided,
oh, never mind.
They decided they couldn't drive it, and they just ran away.
Oh no!
And that's what's happening in Pittsburgh. Yeah. I love this story because I'm a proud
stick
driver.
Yeah, I can't drive a stick.
Got the Volvo stick. Yeah, you don't drive the stick.
No, I wouldn't. I would never. I wouldn't even know how.
Any interest?
Not really.
Not really.
I mean,
you just want to drive. It's just transportation.
It's just transportation for me.
Your Mr. K knows how to drive stick.
Yes, he does.
He used to own one, right?
He did.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Now he
drives my old car, which is automatic.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm a proud.
You're a proud stick shift owner.
I'm looking for a bigger stick.
You are?
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I mean, something I can haul this equipment. It's actually, I'm pretty packed when I haul all this equipment.
Do you need like a
mid-size
SUV?
No, no,
or
I'm looking for a stick sports wagon.
Oh, a sports wagon.
That's my ultimate goal. But
you don't
want to
drive
really
a soccer
hard.
Mom mobile like I have?
No, I want something that can really take some corners and. I mean, your car is amazing.
It is amazing. It's definitely a soccer mom mobile.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Like, legit.
But that's cool. You know, you can haul all that stuff.
Oh, I filled that blicky up completely a few times.
That's nice.
And I couldn't see out the back filled up.
Yeah, wow. That's me
like,
every week,
I was
by
like,
the way.
Like, rolling all this.
Yeah, that's this. Look at this. Do you think that fits in a car? I mean.
No, that's rough.
It's amazing how we're able to do it.
I like that you have the little wheeled like dolly.
Oh, that's new. Yeah, that's one trip. That's just everything on one trip.
Well, that's insane.
Okay. next story. Why don't we need this anymore?
Whoops. Throw that away. Oh, boy.
It's just fell
on the floor. Oh, boy. He's dying.
I'm all right. Okay. All right. Next story.
This drink is serious.
Is it good? Do you need more?
No. I do not need more.
How are we doing on time?
The stream. We have 23 minutes left.
We should do two more stories. How
okay.
About that? Is it good?
Okay.
Florida. Another Florida story. How about this? A live shark found in a condo swimming pool.
What?
Wow. I can't pronounce this name. Hypoluxo. Florida? What the heck is that? Wildlife officials are trying to figure out exactly how a shark got into a swimming pool at a South Florida condo complex.
It's got to be a prank, right?
The newspaper there reports that the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officials responded to the condominium complex last week after a woman found a live 5-foot black tip shark in the pool. The woman told officers that
in
she
the
saw
pool.
Two
There's
men
no salt in the pool
running from the pool where it's located near the shoreline.
Running from the pool like it can jump
and that's
out.
What's happening.
They've been watching
Florida.
Too much Sharknado.
Shark Week.
I mean, they don't need to run from the pool.
Right, a shark's not going to come out of the water. Officials have since removed the shark from the pool and returned it to the ocean.
I'm surprised it survived in the pool. It's not like it's like chlorine.
Yeah, right? It's not a healthy
like
place.
No salt water. Yeah. Like I'm impressed it survived.
It doesn't really make sense. Black tip sharks are among the most common species in coastal South Florida.
All right, is a black tip shark a big shark?
Well, this one was 5 feet. I don't know if that's big or not.
It's about my size.
That's what she said.
It's about as big as me.
I'm going to pour some more.
That's a big shark. Oh, nice. Pouring the extra drink.
Do you need more?
No, man. Totally good? No, I'm good. Okay. I need to sober up and drive home at the end of this. So we're going to try to taper off. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Picking up what I'm putting down.
All right. Big shark.
Poor shark.
Black tip?
Black tip.
Okay.
It is racist.
Okay, we're going to move. One more story, all right?
All right,
one
all right.
More on the weird news. I didn't read this one yet, so hopefully this will be good. Also Florida. Florida man fired from Burger King lit the uniform on fire just outside. St. John's County, Florida deputies arrested a man in Florida who lit his Burger King uniform on fire after being fired. St. John's County Sheriff Office... Officer responded Wednesday around 5 p.m. At a Burger King after witnesses saw this happening. His 24-year-old Timothy Ortiz was fired and walked outside and lit his...
Ortiz or Ortiz?
I don't think it's pronounced Ortiz.
How is it
spelled? Not like Big Poppy. He lit his uniform on fire and was burning on the sidewalk, which was 3 feet from the gas line of the restaurant. I guess that's a little dangerous. And that's what's happening in St. John's County, Florida.
He had it his way and he was flame broiled.
Kay Patterson.
That's all I got, really. I like me some Burger King, though, for real.
That's good. Murder King.
Dude, Burger King, a Whopper? This is good. It's really good. Flame broiled patty, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, onion. It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
The fries, a little less than stellar.
The fries?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know because I'm lifelong vegetarian.
There you go.
I already said that before.
That's right. They have chicken fries.
Do they?
Burger King. Yeah, it's gross. But they have great commercials.
They do.
With the king.
We do like the king.
Yeah.
So this guy was, I guess he was tasered when he was getting a little aggressive.
Yeah. The Burger King guy?
So they had to taser him, yeah.
Oh, wow. He's flame broiled twice, I guess.
and they charged
him. He didn't have it his way at the end.
No, he really didn't. He's not doing so well.
You know what? When I go to the Burger King like drive through, I don't ask for it like my way. I just kind of get whatever I get. Like
what's that mean?
In my heart of hearts, I really don't want tomato in my burger, but I never ask for them not to put
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like a tomato in my veggie burger.
It's a little messy.
I'm just like, no.
And it doesn't taste that great, you know? Like, it's tomato.
And it might be, like, all mealy and stuff. It's
I find the tomato is usually in good shape. It just, like, I find it adds a little too much moisture to
yeah,
the sandwich.
I'm with you on that.
And it's not my favorite, but I do like it on pizza for some reason. It's like tomato sauce and tomato on top. I like that.
Oh, like the margarita?
Yes, I love that.
We just had
for
that.
Some reason, that's amazing. But
just
I
had
don't...
that a few days ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, pizza is so good. We had like Hawaiian earlier this week with the, we had like the pepperoni or the ham and the pineapple.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
I can't really get behind it. I don't really understand that.
You don't like pineapple on pizza?
I don't eat the ham. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, well,
like,
just,
what else is pineapple?
Just straight up pineapple pizza is pretty good with like, oh, you know what's really good? I had like, back when I was like really not feeling well and I was only eating like a small number of foods.
Yeah.
The food I would eat like and feel comfortable about it was pizza, but it had to be pizza I made myself.
Okay.
So I made like a vegan pizza.
You making the dough?
No. I would buy the dough.
Uh-huh.
Or the crust or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'd put, you know, I'd use like vegan cheese or whatever, but... I would line it with like tomato sauce. Not tomato sauce. I'm sorry. Barbecue sauce instead of tomato sauce.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Cheese on it. Cilantro. Ooh, red onion and pineapple.
Oh.
And jalapeno.
That sounds good. That
sounds,
you got a little bit of the spicy sweet going on.
That's so good.
That's interesting. Yes. Wow. Barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating.
Yep. It was good. And wow. I got it out of a Chloe Casarelli cookbook.
That sounds pretty good.
She's a vegan chef. She's amazing.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Chef Chloe.
Chef Chloe.
Yes.
All right. There's your
pizza. Not that she needs a plug, because she's doing really well.
Pizza update.
There's your pizza update.
Okay. Well, you know, that actually ends the weird news. Mm. So we'll move right along.
Holy crap, we only have 16 minutes of show left. I can't believe it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's just enough time to do a little bit of the Hot Topics and the Game of the Week. Definitely.
The Game of the Week.
Yes.
All right.
That sounds good. To sober up and go home.
All right. Very well. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Delicious-able. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're gonna get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meats. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated, 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 motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internets at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, bigassstruckrentalandstorage.com/Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
When is a pickle not a pickle? Find out tonight.
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
Call the Derek & Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek & Kay Show.
Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show, hosted by Derek and Kay, but you probably already assumed that.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back.
Jones Barbecue.
Foot massage also. Yeah.
What if they make a pizza
Jones
like you're talking about?
And
Jones
massage.
Jones barbecue.
You know what? That makes me want, like, I had barbecue already today.
Like, really?
I live right around the corner from one barbecue place.
Oh, yeah?
And, like, I'm tempted to go there again, but I shouldn't do that. I should eat something healthier. All right, let's get right to the hot topics.
All right, hot topics.
Kay Patterson.
Hot topics.
Nice.
All right, you know, are you familiar with Essie nail polish?
I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, you shouldn't be, really.
I mean, you could say anything, nail polish, and I don't know if I would be familiar with it.
Anyway, Essie Nail Polish is like a brand of nail polish that you can buy from the drugstore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a dude in Midtown Manhattan stole every bottle of Essie Nail Polish from a drain, from a Midtown Dwayne Reed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Every single bottle. That's 192 bottles.
Wow, that's a lot of bottles.
He stole every color, every bottle, all of them.
How did he do it so fast?
I don't know.
That's got to be something you don't do slowly.
Right? Like, I don't know how he took all of them in the, like, I think it was like afternoon. It says 4:48 p.m.
He likes his
on
nails.
January 7th.
He likes his nails painted.
An employee working at Dwayne Reed on Friday morning says the thief took everything but products like Braille Nose, nail growth treatments. The whole SE collection section was taken.
Gee. What the heck?
I mean, like, I like to paint my nails just like any other girl, but I don't need the whole collection.
Well, you know what this is. I mean, this is like black market kind of thing.
Well, he's definitely reselling them, yeah, you think. But right. He stole the whole joint.
That's crazy. I want to know how he did it so fast.
I don't know. Every single bottle.
And by the way, this guy, this is the reason why when you're trying to go to the drugstore and buy razor
things
blades.
Have to be behind the...
Yeah, you got to scrape that thing open like an animal. Get your hand in there to take... Oop. You're right there. And take and be able to, you know, take one package out. Like, it's, you can't just take it off the shelf. Or worse, I don't go to the places where they have to... We have to ask for it.
Oh, I don't like that.
We have to call someone. Forget about it. I'm not going
to. Well, you know what? Actually, last week I had to buy a new Sonicare toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
Because my Sonicare toothbrush that my dad gave me like 5 or 6 years ago finally bit the dust.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, damn, I got to go buy a new toothbrush. It's like $100, you know?
Oh, yeah. They're not cheap.
So I had to like, you know, press the button for help at CVS to buy the toothbrush.
Yeah.
But I got it on sale.
Oh, okay. That's good. I was going to ask if you could. Like Bed Bath, you know, use the coupon.
Oh, I should use the coupon at Bed Bath & Beyond. Mm. But I think I got it on sale. Like,
good.
It was already on sale, but then I also got $9 off.
Okay.
So I think I got a good deal.
So you're doing pretty okay for yourself.
I'm doing pretty okay for myself with the savings. Hot topics. All right. 25 things you need to live like an actual adult, according to BuzzFeed.
I'm really curious about this.
One. An expanding file folder. Do you have this?
Oh, well, me? No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
It says like you should file. It's like for filing things.
That's not a bad idea. Because I kind of feel bad when I get a bunch of, you know, real quick, not when I get a bunch of stuff for taxes, I always feel like, okay, I got to put this in something because I don't want to lose it. And that's the worst thing. You get so many different things for taxes.
You need a place to put it right now.
You need one place to put it where everything else that goes that's tax related. So I usually just take like some random big envelope and write on it. But yeah, that would be perfect for that. I should get one of those.
I just texted Tom.
Oh, really? By accident?
No, it's not an accident.
How's he doing? I'm going to see him soon. I don't think tonight, though.
Looks like he's out with the company right now.
Company?
Yeah.
With a lady friend?
This is a different name than I heard last time.
Oh, it is. I know. You haven't been updated, huh?
No.
Oh, I can tell you. I can tell you off air, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a double date tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what happened to the last one? It's finished? Is that finished? That's finished. Finito Santiago? All right.
Out as quick as in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's what she said.
All right. Number two. A working printer.
Yes. I love my printer.
Yes.
My printer I've had for, I don't know how long, 8 years.
Wow.
How long has it been? I had this printer when we lived together. Mm. I have never bought ink for it. It just keeps going. Something's,
I can't believe that.
It's going to run out eventually. It's a color laser. It's like an office printer.
When it runs out, do you have to win the lottery to get a new ink?
Yeah. You know, each color is $100.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding you.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Number three, things hung upon the walls.
Got that covered.
Got that going?
Yep.
All right. Number four, a simple tool kit and a drill.
Oh, yes.
I mean, please.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, don't die. Please turn that off. Oh, my God. Hate it.
Drill.
Number five, a workable to-do list and calendar. You have that?
Calendar I use a big time because I'll never be able to keep track of things.
That's true.
Wait, a to-do list?
To-do list.
Like a personal to-do list?
Yes.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, I got that.
No, that's important, though. That's
I wouldn't be able to keep... I would fall apart if I didn't have that.
I would fall apart if I didn't have the calendar.
The calendar, I don't do anything until Google Calendar tells me to do
yes,
it.
Yes, you don't have to think about
Google
it.
Google is hard to say. Yeah. All right, number six, a broom.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't have a broom as an adult?
You know what?
That's ridiculous.
I did actually meet somebody who did not have a broom.
That's kind of scary.
It was upsetting. Yeah. Okay. Number five, a fireproof box. This I don't have.
I do have that.
You do?
Yep. I keep important things in there, like my baby blanket.
I feel like you're okay. Number eight, extra unopened toothbrushes. Now, I don't keep
this. I do
this
that. I
because
actually
I have
that.
An electric toothbrush. Uh-huh. So that's not really relevant for me.
I learned that one when I had different overnight guests.
Okay. Number nine. This one I don't agree with. A glue gun.
Hot glue gun?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got that.
Hot glue gun. I don't have that.
It is actually really
useful.
Actually,
do I have... No, I don't have it. I have a little thing that heats it. The thing that heats up the... I have like a heat up thing, but okay. It's not a glue gun.
And just to get back to the glue gun, I know I've mentioned this on the show before.
Yep.
It's a great invention. I don't know why someone doesn't run with this, but you could switch it up, a glue gun, uh-huh. instead of using one of those glue sticks, uh-huh. mozzarella, and you could make, you could put it on toast, you could put it on, I mean, you know, and you could use it for projects, right? Yeah, get the mozzarella. Like, I don't know why, like, I'm brilliant, right? I mean, come on. how perfect is that? You want a little mozzarella on this? It's a stick. It just goes in there. You're good, right? Okay. Sorry. I don't mean to interrupt your list.
I never even thought of that.
Okay. I'm smart, you know?
I mean, I don't really need a glue gun, but hey, I wouldn't object to a mozzarella glue gun.
But a hot cheese...
Hot cheese gun.
Glue gun you could use, right?
Hot cheese gun.
Hot topics.
Number 10.
Yes.
Reusable latex gloves.
I don't have
those. You don't have those?
I
have those. I have two separate colors. One for cleaning the kitchen and one for cleaning the bathroom.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's
one for poop germs and one for regular
smart.
Food germs.
I like that.
Yeah, can't mix the two because okay. It's bad times.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't mix those two.
Number 11, a sponge holder. That I don't really have. Well, I have a sponge holder. I do have a sponge holder.
I used to have one.
But it's integrated with my like dish soap holder and my like dish brush
counts.
Holder.
That counts then. That's good. I don't have one. I used to. I don't think that's a big
deal. It's not a big deal. Number 12, a just got home routine.
What does that mean, really?
I play
with the cats. That's
good.
They chase something
and then
I feed
them. That's your
routine, then. That's it.
That's your routine.
Sometimes I get on the couch.
Number 13, a plunger.
Yep.
Everyone should have a plunger.
Who doesn't have a plunger?
I get there's people that don't. Number 14, the names and numbers of professional problem solvers.
Like what is that?
Like
exactly?
A plumber or something. Like if you really need to call somebody, but it's if you you call your super, I guess if there are real problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 15, flashlights and or candles plus matches.
Oh sure, I got all that stuff
in case the lights go out.
You betcha.
Number 16, the name of your city council person.
What?
I don't know the name.
No, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Well, that's when we both don't meet at all.
I really don't use that.
Wow. Why? So why? What's
I don't
the
know.
Reasoning behind that?
It says, if you're going to be living someplace for a while, it's good to know who to talk to about things that actually affect you on a day-to-day basis. I don't know.
I don't see how that would be, why we would need that. Okay.
Number 17, a stash of cards and stamps. I don't have a stash of... Well, I have thank you cards.
I do. I have lots of cards.
I got no birthday cards, though. I got blank cards.
And stamps. Blank cards are the way to go. What's going on up there?
I'm just looking at Theo.
Oh, he's way up high.
He's way up there.
Way up there.
It was catching my eye. All right, 18. I don't have these either. Cloth napkins.
I have some, but, you know, I don't think it's something I use regularly.
You have some?
I'm sure I have. I think I have some... So that basket up there has
it's full
cloth,
of napkins.
Cloth napkins.
I have Zippy Skippy.
Zippy Skippy. I don't think it's that important.
I don't
but
think it's
but I'll tell you what is
I've
important.
I've lived without them as an adult for a long time.
And you're doing okay
I'm
for
doing
yourself.
Okay. Yes.
What is important though, I think, is just napkins.
Yes.
Because I grew up without napkins.
Oh really?
And I'm like First thing, I got boxes of napkins.
I know
now.
you have a real stockpile.
Not running out of napkins.
Of napkins.
Something I was real as an adult, grown ass man.
You have a stockpile of napkins.
I have too many napkins.
Do you did you stop the influx of napkins? Did you stop the orders from going through?
I canceled it, but did I tell you what happened recently?
No.
I got another shipment because a subscription, a 6-month subscription, and yeah, so I got another box.
What happens now?
Well, now I canceled. Now I'm like I'm overstocked. I don't know. I'm sticking them everywhere.
Where are the extra napkins?
Look, there's 3 packages up there on top of my goodness. Yeah. They're just
along with all the tennis balls.
Well, yeah, you know, stockpile. That's
you're stockpiling.
It's like the stock room. So way too many napkins.
That's a lot of freaking napkins. Yeah. Are you like giving away napkins? You get a napkin. You get a napkin.
You want a package of napkins?
Gets a napkin. Not really.
I can give you a package of napkins.
I'm okay. I don't really, you know. Okay. You know, I'm good for now. 19. The name of your police precinct and the non-emergency number. I don't have
that. I don't have that. I mean, that might be a good thing to have the non-emergency number because you might be like, well, I got this concern. I don't know.
I mean, I just always call 911.
Well, I mean, but if it's that's really for emergencies, right?
Yeah, but when are you calling the police and it's not an emergency?
I can't remember a time I ever have, but, you know, something could come up.
I guess.
You know.
90 seconds.
Seriously?
Really?
All right. We're just going to keep going anyway.
All right.
Number 20. A plant that you actually know how to take care of.
Yeah, I got a few of them. I'm fine with that.
I don't have any of those.
You don't have any plants?
Nope. Zippy plants.
Why don't you have any plants?
I just can't do plants.
You don't do plants?
Nope.
You don't like plants? Or?
I like them. Can't take care of them.
Why don't you get yourself a plant? Nice little, something easy. I don't know.
I don't know.
Spider plant?
Succulent? I don't know.
How about an air plant? You don't do anything.
You just missed them a little bit.
I don't even have to do that.
I think you have to do that.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
60 seconds.
All right, whatever. Block your radio, Sally. All right. Number 21. The name and number of the nearest 24-hour emergency vet.
That's a good one. Well, I know mine. I don't have the number available.
Unfortunately, but I've been there a few times.
There's internets. Yeah.
It's bad times. Yeah. Number 22. A library card.
What?
It's 2016. Who needs to go to the library? Well, I mean, a lot of people go to the library. But
libraries are great.
Libraries are cool, but like, I never go there.
Yeah.
Number 23, the name of at least one of your neighbors.
I got one.
You know one? Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's default. All right. Number 24, a spot to meet in event of a fire. Do you know where to go in case of fire?
In outside your building or
yeah.
with like other people?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure what that means either.
I don't know. 25. Velvet no slip hangers seconds. That match.
That's nice. But I don't, my thing is, oh, you do? I'm not surprised. I have wooden hangers because I feel like.
Oh, you're fancy.
The wire ones, I'm like, come on.
The wooden ones take up a lot more space though.
That's a good point. Yeah. It's kind of annoying, but they're nice.
But I have a lot more clothing. So that's why I have the thin
velvet
fuzzy hangers.
That's cool.
Because I'm like, I have a lot more clothes. I need to make this more space efficient for me. Well, does that mean we're just going off the air? We're not doing the game of the month?
Well, we could keep going. It's just gonna be off. It's just gonna be recorded. What's the first half of the show is recorded anyways?
That's fine. This is like the timer went out and now the show went out. Maybe we should stop.
You want to end the show?
Yeah, it's going to get too long anyway. People are going to have to listen to the whole thing.
All right. Well, I don't know where we're at. Is it over an hour and a half?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
Well, you've wasted a perfectly good Sunday night.
Thanks for wasting time with us.
All right. Well, then I'll start playing this then.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I just found out that next week I have a rehearsal during the time of the show. So we'll have to work something out.
No show next Sunday?
I guess not. Not the appointed time, anyway.
Okay.
So I don't know what we can do. Maybe we can have something like before the show was supposed to go.
Check Facebook.
We'll work on it. we'll do something.
For your local listings.
Yes, check your local listings for updates.
Wow, okay. Well, that flew by. You know,
yes,
it was fun.
It did.
It looks like it's a little snowy out there.
Oh, boy.
Y'all be careful on your drive home.
Yes.
And maybe we'll catch you next week.
We'll catch you next week somehow. After.
Okay.
Somehow.
All right.
Sometime.
Good times.
All right.
A lot of fun.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Is the Derek and K Show.
for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray!
Wow.
Wow.
Just like that.
It was long, huh?
That's what she said.